The following program was previously recorded. It's time for a special edition of Live and Local here at KIOS FM, live from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Appreciate you sticking with us today. You may have heard on the news that by West Point, 275 was closed today. There's been an ice jam and there's been flooding that happened there, and so they had to close that already. And we are still in February. We haven't even hit the March and April thaws that are coming up. And we can all remember the floods of last year. Someone else can too. Butch Kinerney. He's the Chief Marketing and Outreach for the National Flood Insurance Program for FEMA, and he joins me live here in the studio. Butch, thanks so much.
Thank you for having us on, Mike.
Kind of an overview. We there are areas that we know are going to see some flooding. What can people do about that, short of trying to build a big old wall?
Well, the first thing that people need to know is that their standard homeowner's insurance policy doesn't cover flooding. It's one of the things we try to educate people, and unfortunately, too many people find out the hard way. Second thing, obviously, people can do is pay attention to what's going on locally. And certainly, the Weather Service, the Army Corps of Engineers, State Emergency Management has come out this year and said the flood risk is going to be high again. And so now is when we need people to start thinking about taking precautions. Number one is making sure your insurance is covered. And then number two, think about other kinds of things you can do to mitigate damage around your home. If you live in a low-lying area that floods repeatedly, make sure you move your valuables up to higher floors, those kinds of things. Make sure you know how to evacuate if you need to in short notice. Those are the kinds of tips that we tell people about frequently, but sometimes they don't remember until the last minute, and then all of a sudden panic sets in. Panic's not going to set in if you practice those things and prepare for them now when the weather's nice.
I lived out in California. I was 3 miles from the epicenter of the 94 quake.
Okay. Northridge. Yeah.
Northridge quake. That's right. Because I lived in a quake area,
sure.
I actually had a go bag ready. And I would, about every 3 months, I would swap out the plastic jug of water that I had in there, you know, just because it doesn't last forever in the plastic. So
sure.
I would swap that out. But that's the type of thing you talk about, right? Have a go bag, have a plan, have
I'm gonna start simpler than that.
Okay.
Number one, check your finances. Make sure that your financial house is in order. Now's a good time of year. It's right off the first of the year. People are paying attention to their finances. Make sure your financial house is in order. Make sure your insurance is in order. Make sure you've taken pictures of your stuff. Now, it's really easy to do at this point because you can put them on your phone. You can put them on your app. You can store them in the cloud. But make sure, because when you have to file a flood insurance claim or any kind of insurance claim, a tornado or any kind of damage that you might have, having those pictures is going to save you an enormous amount of heartache on the other end, because the insurance adjuster will say, oh, yeah, you do have a $600 couch, or you do have a $1,000 couch. Those are the kinds of things that are going to make it a whole lot easier. We had a flood to our own house, just a toilet line burst, $80,000 worth of damage. But I was, you know, dutiful, and I had all my pictures, and that made that whole claims process so much easier. So we encourage people to do those kinds of things. But then, yeah, having a go kit, making sure that your papers are stored in a plastic bag or a fireproof box that's also waterproof, making sure you know where those things are, making sure that you've got batteries in the flashlight, making sure that you've got extra prescriptions in case you do need to evacuate. If you're a new family and you've got kids around the house, making sure you have formula and diapers and those kinds of things, all of that is going to make your life so much simpler if you do have to evacuate, because then you can worry about other kinds of things. Last thing I want to remind folks of is family emergency communications plans. Got kids at school. All of a sudden, I'm from Washington, D.C. We had tornado warnings all over Washington, D.C. this morning. So I'm texting my kids like crazy, and they're both in high school, and I'm not worried about them necessarily because they're relatively smart, and they've been around me their entire lives. And so they're sort of prepared. But at the same time, I did worry about them, and having that communications plan, knowing where you're going to meet if there is an emergency, or knowing how you can keep in touch with each other. We use a phone app that we track each other all day long. And that way, there's a problem, you really do know how to get in touch.
Oh, very good. If people are saying, wow, goodness, I live in a floodplain, or we got hit before, how do you look into flood insurance?
So the easiest thing to do is talk to your agent, talk to your homeowner's agent. Most homeowner's agents can also sell flood. There's two different kinds of flood insurance, believe it or not. There is private flood insurance, and there's flood insurance that's underwritten by the federal government, the National Flood Insurance Program, which is who I work for. Either one is fine. Make sure you know exactly what you're buying.
Is there a cost differential?
So it really does depend. Now, our policies really depend on if you're in that high-risk area or if you're outside that high-risk area. If you're outside that high-risk area, it doesn't matter if you're in Nebraska or you're in Florida or you're in Texas or you're in Oregon. It's really an inside or outside thing. On the private side, I don't want to speak a whole lot for them because I don't know their product quite as well, but they do have price differentials, obviously, the higher risk you are. It may be higher in some parts of the country than other parts. Some of it depends on state regulation and other kinds of things. Obviously, they're at the whim of the retail marketplace, so pricing is going to vary there. Our product is really pretty consistently priced, and it's really based on your risk.
So real quickly, what would be a website people could go to just for informational purposes?
So if you don't want to call your agent first and you just want to know a little bit about it, go to floodsmart.gov, floodsmart.gov.
That's Butch Kinerney. He joins us today from FEMA. Thank you.
Thank you.